Scottish TUS seat to stand in the May 2021 parliamentary elections, a well-attended and inspiring online Scottish Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC conference took place on Saturday, the 7th of November. There was unanimous support for a resolution to stand candidates as widely as possible in the May 2021 Scottish Parliament elections. League Anlay, Socialist Party Scotland and a GMB Union branch committee member from the Highlands, chaired the conference. Jim McFarlane, a member of the Unison Executive and a branch secretary of Dundee City Unison, speaking in a personal capacity, pointed out that in local government, workers are facing attacks from both Scottish National Party and Labour councils. There was no difference in their consistent passing on of Tory austerity, rather than standing up and setting legal no-cuts budgets. Michael Hogg, the Scottish Regional Secretary of the RMT and a former miners' act in the 1984-85 miners' strike, said the recent announcement that miners' acts during the strike were to be pardoned in Scotland was an important victory, a result of decades of campaigning. He also highlighted current struggles that the RMT are involved in, like the Caledonian sleeper strike. TUSC stands shoulder to shoulder with the working class, unlike Labour and the SNP, he added. David Semple, executive member of the Public and Commercial Services, PSC, Union, speaking in a personal capacity, highlighted the unprecedented crisis with COVID-19 and the economic catastrophe in its wake. PCS members, like all workers, are having to deal with bosses who are putting business and profit before workers' health and safety. The need for a fighting socialist alternative was ever more urgent. A Socialist Scotland, Linda McEwen, spoke on behalf of Socialist Party Scotland. Linda pointed out that there is a majority for Scottish independence just now, especially among young people and the working class, but there is no majority for the continued rule of the millionaires and billionaires, whose profits have skyrocketed during the pandemic. That's why we need to use the election campaign to fight for an independent socialist Scotland. The final platform speaker was Gary Clark, branch secretary of the Communication Workers Union, CWU, Scotland No. 2 branch. Gary brought solidarity greetings from his branch of 3,000 postal workers. CWU members have been at the forefront of the battle for health and safety during the pandemic. A socialist leadership for the trade union movement is vital at this time, in opposition to the drive for so-called national unity which has been followed by some trade union leaders. There was a wide-ranging and enthusiastic discussion that saw a range of contributions about the need for a socialist election challenge for the Scottish elections in May 2021. Philip Stott from the Scottish TUSC Steering Committee moved the resolution to stand as widely as possible in the 2021 elections, with a Scottish TUSC conference planned for early February, to finalise a manifesto and candidates. It was agreed unanimously. Read full report on Socialist Partiscotland.org. Contact Scottish TUSC for more info via a message to the Facebook page or scottishtusc@gmail.com.